You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
This is Turn Knowledge to Profit, where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. Now, here are your hosts for Turn Knowledge to Profit, entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors, Janelle and Michael McCauley.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Turn Knowledge to Profit. I'm Janelle McCauley, and along with my co-host, Michael, each week we bring you the insights, ideas, and tools that you need to earn more, make a bigger impact, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. Michael, what do we have planned on today's show?
First up, in our success interview, Janelle will be talking with entrepreneur and life coach Jens Johnson about how you can build your life with intention and live the life of your dreams. Then, in our Business Builder segment, I'll be back to talk about how your ultimate success as an entrepreneur is dependent on your ability to stay focused. You're going to want to take notes, so grab a pen and paper, and let's get started.
First up, it's our success interview, and I'm really excited about our conversation today. We're talking with entrepreneur and life coach, Jens Johnson. Jens coaches women to live intentionally and build the life of their dreams. You're in for a real treat. Welcome, Jens.
Welcome. How are you this morning?
Good, and I'm so excited about our conversation. You and I have had the opportunity to spend time together in multiple settings, and I love your energy and your excitement and your enthusiasm, and I know our listeners are going to learn so much from you.
Well, I am so excited to be here, Janelle, and I will tell you, my passion and my excitement is really driven by my sincere, deep-seated love for people of all sizes, shapes, nationalities, genders. But I really will say I have a sweet spot in my heart for women. And like you said, my mission truly is to help people reimagine their life and create the life of their dreams. You know, so many of us are going through life, and, you know, maybe you're a little bit happy, maybe you're somewhat happy, maybe you're really not happy, maybe you have lived your life and you've got a lot of great accomplishments, but you're feeling a void, or you're feeling a loss of purpose, or maybe you've never had a real purpose. You know there's something more, and you just don't know quite what that is. And that's my specialty, helping people figure out their purpose, their passion, and how to really translate that into creating a magical life. And it's a blessing, and it's really an honor to be able to do that with people.
I love that. And I know you've really done a lot to position yourself, reinvent yourself. And I'd love to start our conversation by asking our guests to share just a little bit about your business, how it started, and how it's evolved and changed over time.
Oh, you bet. You know, what's interesting and something I tell people all the time is, obviously, what we're doing right now, we're preparing ourselves for something that we're going to do in the future. And maybe it's something that we're going to do a month from now, 2 months from now, a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. We're in preparation. And when I go back to my very beginnings with my education, I totally see now in hindsight how my last 25, 30 years has been in preparation to what I'm doing right now. So my undergraduate degree is in health and wellness, and at the core of who I am a fitness health fanatic, because I know through experience and through my education that if we're not at our best health, either emotionally or physically or otherwise, we're not going to be able to bless the world with our greatness and our fullest potential. And my master's degree is in training and development, because I sincerely love to help develop people so they can achieve that greatness and achieve their divine potential and bless the world with that. So I started working for a hospital system and did corporate training, loved doing that, did a lot of health education as well, got out of that industry, was actually approached by a good friend of mine and was approached into the direct market sales, you know, MLM, became one of the top producers in that company. And what that allowed me to do was have the financial backing and the platform to start my Jens Johnson Inspires business, which is my passion, which is my love. And that started literally about 4 years ago, and I put it into overdrive about a year ago, because I think so many of us have a vision, we have a dream, we have a desire, and we kind of want to test it first. You know, we put our little toe in the water and we're like, hey, is this going to work? You know, can I do this? And then you realize that success happens in action. And once the action started to happen, the success started to happen. And about a year ago, I just said, I'm jumping all the way into the pool. And I have been going nonstop for about the last 12 months. And obviously, when you put in an extreme amount of effort in a condensed period of time, you have an extreme amount of success in a condensed period of time. And that's really where I am, and I'm just loving it.
Well, I love when you say success happens in action, because that's so true. And I think there are a lot of entrepreneurs, women especially, who have that dream and want to do something, but they're not sure how to do it. And I love your story because it really talks about how you've taken what you've learned in the past and how you've taken each step and used it to build on the next. It doesn't have to be the ultimate and the end, but learn from it and use it. And, you know, I think as women, we try to do so much. I love this. There's a quote by Tony Robbins. We always underestimate what we can do in 1 year and massively underestimate what we can do in a decade. And
right.
I think that, you know, part of it is just getting into action. I've been doing a lot of listening to speakers and listening to recordings about that. And I think it's so important just to do it and then know when it's the right time to say, okay, I need to either do this full time or I need to really look at what I'm doing. And you've done such a great job of stepping in, and you've got incredible energy.
Well, you know, I loved what you said as well, because we can't wait to start. We just have to start. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest obstacles that people do to themselves. You know, they self-sabotage themselves because they say, well, I don't know exactly what I want to do. I don't know exactly what it looks like. All you need is the desire and the thought in your mind, I'm supposed to do more. And then you start moving. And I think what I see a lot of people do, entrepreneurs and otherwise, is they mistake failing for defeat. You know, what I have everybody do when I start working with them is I have them write failing, and then I have them cross it out, and then I write equals learning. You know, we're really not failing, we're learning. So I tell people that life is like a maze. There's one in and there's one out. So if you go down the wrong way, you are going to be redirected to go to the right way. But you can't be redirected if you don't start. So you have to start. You have to get in action. You have to move. You have to have that right mindset. You're not failing. You're learning. And the only way you learn is by doing.
That's so true. I always tell people, you know, think about, because I'm a visual person, so I love the, you know, analogies. Think about it like your GPS. It can't recalculate if you're not in action.
That's right.
And we do need to get into action. And I love the what you said about life is like a maze. There's one in and one out. Mm-hmm. So if you hit a wall, don't give up. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They just say, I can't do it. It doesn't work. And mm-hmm. if you learn from that,
it gives you what you need to go to that next step. And so many people get into business and they say, I'll do it when. I mean, how many mm-hmm. times do you hear that? It's just, I'll do it when I have more money, I have more time, I know what I need to do. Or if I hear one more person say, I'm going to launch my business when my website is all done.
Right.
You know, newsflash, it will never be all done.
That's,
you know,
exactly,
I mean,
right.
We're making updates and doing things to ours now. You know, it's always an evolution. And if people would realize that, and I know you're so good about having those conversations and just taking the action, and then you attract exactly what you need. And I think people need to realize that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, in 2017, one of the things that I'm really talking to people about is signs. You know, you have to be aware of signs. You have to be in tune with signs, and you have to understand what signs mean. And one of the things that you just said is, you know, when somebody says, well, you know, I don't have money to start, that's a sign to yourself that I'm not ready. Well, why are you not ready? Well, usually because of fear. And that's what we want to address and help people with. And, you know, a lot of my products and services that I do address mastering that winning mindset. And, you know, I've got, you know, I facilitate masterminds. I do group coaching. I do one-on-one coaching. I do webinars. I do live events. And I speak to groups. But one of my favorite services is masterminds. And I am a big studier of Napoleon Hill. You know, Napoleon Hill, over his course of his lifetime, interviewed 500 millionaires. And he wrote down the 17 traits that each one of these millionaires had. So when I started my journey in to becoming an entrepreneur, I mean, my first husband and I, we owned convenience stores, so I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years in that respect. But when you start to study the 17 traits that you need to be extremely successful, number one is mastermind. You have to be involved in a mastermind if you're going to have that extreme success. So as I started to really decide, you know, what can I do, is when I started to talk to people and my clients and people that I work with and coached, I realized what was missing from every single person I was engaging with was a mastermind. So being the leader that I am, because of course leaders take initiative, I said, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to start a mastermind. And the success that these participants, specifically women, have been able to achieve in a short period of time, meaning 6 months to a year, has been more profound than what I've been able to do one-on-one coaching with someone for double that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you read in Napoleon Hill's 17 Laws of Success, you know, because masterminds are number one, that's what he jumps into at the very beginning. You know, he even says what is accomplished and what can be accomplished through a mastermind is, it would stagger the imagination of the most highly optimistic and imaginative and successful person. So that's one thing I see is lacking in a lot of entrepreneurs. And even, you know, even regardless if they're not an entrepreneur, regardless of what their business is, they don't have that established formal mastermind group that they're associated with. So that, by far, I love everything I do. I love our live events. We've got a great one coming up that I know we'll talk a little bit more about. But my all-time favorite is the masterminds because of the positive impact. It is a no-fail option. If somebody is ready to take their life to the next level and they are committed, they've decided, because success is a decision, they've made that decision, I'm going to succeed, they mm-hmm. have to be involved in a mastermind. It's not optional.
No, I absolutely agree, and that's why I love eWomen Network so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the wisdom circles, now they're different than a mastermind because a mastermind is ongoing, but it really helps give people the community, the support, give them what they need. We're going to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I want to continue the conversation, and I want to talk about your Beauty Brains and business event that you're really putting together to bring women together and give them the tools that they need. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit. Today in our success interview, we're talking with entrepreneur and life coach Jens Johnson. And if you missed the first part of our conversation, you absolutely need to go back and listen to it. Jens had just some real words of wisdom and talked about women getting into action and getting the support that they need. One of the things that you made me think of, Jens, when you were talking is, you know, Sandra Yancey always says, anything thought, felt, or said three times is significant, and you need to deal with it. And I know before the break, you were saying, you know, people should look at signs, and I think oftentimes things show up in front of us, and we push them aside. But I loved what you said about being aware, because if people say they don't have money, it's often because they're not ready, and I really hadn't thought of it that way. I know not having money is really what I call a smokescreen objection. It's not really the true objection, but I hadn't thought of it as being, you know, fear or not being ready to get into action. So that's really a different perspective. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I think is so important to teach people, and this is something I teach my kids. I've got 5 kids, 3 biological and 2 bonus. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is you don't have to have money to make money. What you have to have is passion, drive, commitment, effort, work. And what I tell my kids is if you want to do something and you don't have the, there's 3 ways to fund it. One, you get the money yourself, so you got to work to do that. 2, you get investors, so you're going to have to be able to pitch your idea. You've got to have passion. You've got to have it written down. You've got to be clear. Or 3, you borrow the money. And that's what I think people don't realize is when somebody says, I don't have the money to do that. I'm going to have to wait until I get the money. It isn't the money. That's never the issue. It's never, ever the issue. It's fear is where that comes from. And that is, again, something that you learn by jumping on podcasts like this, by going to conventions and events and going and surrounding yourself with successful people. And I tell people all the time, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people, which is one of the reasons why I conduct live events. I conduct live events because, believe it or not, a lot of people that are at the very beginning of their journey, they're not surrounding themselves with successful people. They might just, like you said, they might have felt it, they might have said it, they might have experienced something, they're thinking it, maybe they've told one person, they haven't started to act upon it yet, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to really start the process. So live events where you pull together like-minded people, you pull together talent, you pull together successful people, and you have that live event, that's where you're going to have your aha moments, your breakthrough moments. That's where you're going to borrow courage. That's where you're going to learn things, and you are going to have mindset shifts. You know, you are going to have that different perspective. Then you're going to find people that you can connect with that's going to become mastermind group with you, and you can move forward. So the live events, you know, I have all over the nation, but I'm so committed to these live events, and one of my favorite live events is Beauty Brains in Business. And I actually have an event page every time before I start, and I put all the information, but it's Beauty Brains in Business with Jens, GENS.com. So people can go in and look to see, well, when's the next event, and where is it going to be? But the basis for that is beauty. We really start with focusing on a person's inner beauty. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times when we hear beauty, people immediately think external beauty. Well, mm-hmm. when you leave our Beauty Brains and Business event, every time from that point forward that you hear beauty, you will think of inner beauty. Because inner beauty is who we are. It's our energy. It's our passion. It's our love. It's our drive. And it's what makes each and every one of us special and unique. It's our inner beauty. Our inner beauty is what attracts other people to us. You know, we're so skewed in this world in which we live to think of beauty as outer beauty. Now, obviously, we do address outer beauty. We've got a phenomenal person that does a demo with hair and makeup, and we've got a stylist come. We always do a free drawing for a complete free makeover. I mean, it's $1,000 plus value where, you know, we do the picture, we do the styling, we do the hair, makeup, we do the photography, we give headshots. I mean, it's phenomenal. So obviously that is important to put your best foot forward, but we start with that inner beauty. And then the brains is really kind of what we're talking about right now. It's the right mindset. It's the right perspective. It's addressing the head game, and that head game is all the negative self-talk that goes in between our ears. And we talk about really how successful people think. And then obviously the business aspect of it is, where are you? I mean, I've got a lot of really neat activities and exercises that we do because I just think that's such an incredible way to learn. Mm-hmm. And we've got some activities where wherever you are, whatever level, you're going to learn what you need to do to make the cash register ring more. I want people to be successful. I want people feeling great and feeling good, but I'm very results driven. And at the end of the day, I want people making more money if that's what they want. And I usually explain to people that making more money allows people to bless the world with their greatness more. Mm-hmm. And it's very important.
No, absolutely. And, you know, when you're talking about learning, I've heard a lot recently, which is really, it's interesting. It's an interesting statement. It always makes me take a step back and think, because I've heard people say, I don't need to go to that event because I already know that. But the one thing I've learned at the age of 60 is that, you know, every time you hear something and, you know, you take it in, if you're growing and, you know, developing, what you're doing is you're at a different place. So when you mm-hmm. hear it, you hear it differently. Like when I heard you say, you know, you don't have money, and I've heard that excuse and done a lot of sales training and a lot of different things, but really being about not being ready. So every time you hear something from someone, you're going to hear it differently. You're going to pick up different words. You're going to pick up different concepts. And if you go to an event and you get a couple of things that you can apply, it makes a world of difference.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I can't emphasize the importance of live events. It's probably one of the most important things a person can do to have success. They mm-hmm. have to attend live events for all the reasons that you just brought up. But as well, it's the one-on-one contact. It's who are you going to meet at that event that's going to change your life. You know, last year I made a commitment that I was going to spend six figures in personal development. And that's coaching, that's mentoring, that's conventions and conferences. Mm-hmm. And I did. I spent six figures last year. And I made a commitment this year that I'm going to spend six figures. And that's on me. Now, when you're an entrepreneur, you write every penny of that off as business development. So it's not your, it's a win-win. It's an investment. You know, this is another sign is people pay for to the extent that they feel worthy. So when people are not paying for their development, that's a sign to yourself and to others that you're saying to yourself, I'm not worthy of that investment. And let me tell you what, yes, you are worthy of that investment. Yes, you are. You are so worthy of that investment. You know, you have to have that faith. And believe me, there are a couple times when, you know, my husband will look at me like, Jen, you are insane. You're crazy and you're insane. But let me tell you what, every single time we invest in ourselves in a substantial way or whatever, you know, if you invest in yourself in a little way, you're going to have a little return. If you invest in yourself in a big way, you're going to have a big return. But this is something I tell people also, and I think it's very, very important. You can't ask or expect someone to pay you for a service or a product if you are not paying someone else for a service or a product. That's not how the world works. So if you have a product or a service that you're thinking about or that you already have complete that you're offering to the world, if you're not doing the same, it's just not congruent and it doesn't work.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, we always tell people when you're choosing a coach, you want to make sure that you're choosing one who invests in, you know, developing themselves. You want someone who's not just saying this is what you should do, but who's modeling that practice and that behavior. It's really important to do that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, we do what we do with Turn Knowledge to Profit, you know, helping people create their products, programs, and services. But this is something that we've invested in over the years and have a lot of experience at creating and doing so that people can really focus on what they do best. I think sometimes people try to do everything, and when you try to do everything, the results just are very difficult to get because you're spread so thin.
Yes.
And you're trying to do those things that you're not an expert at. And that's what I love about watching your journey is you've really, you know, you do what you do really well, but you also, you know, reach out to those experts who can help you move to that next level. And then when you do that, you make more and you can give more. You know, Sandra Yancey always says, you know, good people who make good money can do good things in the world. And I think
that's exactly right.
So
that's exactly
important.
Right. You know, and something that you said, you know, I think is very important information. It's a huge nugget, which is the people that you choose to pay as your coach, as your mentor, as your mastermind group, as your network, you want to make sure, like you said, that those people are paying other people to develop themselves and that those people promote you as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so one thing that I love so much with what you're doing with your Turning Knowledge to Profit. When somebody comes to you, to your company, you are not only going to turn their knowledge into profit, you're going to promote them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to give a word of wisdom to everyone is, you do have to be careful because there's not everybody has the same level of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
so
you know,
true.
I see some people that, you know, really at the end of the day, they just want to take people's money. It's not about promoting them or helping them succeed. And that is one of the reasons why I love eWomen's Network as well, is there is a sincere just desire to help people succeed to promote other people, and there's a level of integrity. And I know each and every one of us has our own values, and that's, you know, one of my top values is integrity. So if you're with the right people, you associate with those people that sincerely care and have integrity, and you get to the right places live, and you fill your brain with goodness, it's amazing what you can do. And, you know, anybody that's interested in my help, I love to help people. I help people, and I will do that till the day I die. You know, on that Beauty Brains in Business with Jens.com, they can just click on Keep Up with Jens, and that automatically takes them to my website. But regardless where you are, start. Just start. If you're going to crawl, crawl. If you're going to run, run. If you're going to sprint, sprint. You know, don't be afraid of falling down. Don't be afraid of what you know or you don't know. Once you're in action, the right people you will meet, the right words of wisdom you will receive, and your dreams will come true because you will ensure that they come true. And that's what's so amazing, is we can create a magical life.
I love that, and what a great way to end our conversation. And I do invite all of our listeners to go to beautybrainsandbusinesswithjens.com, and we will put a link on our Turn Knowledge to Profit radio page so they can connect with you. Thank you so much for your time and sharing. We could go on for hours.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Donnell. You are a blessing. Your husband, Michael, is a blessing, and I'm just honored to be a part and help bless as many people's lives as we can for good. So thank you so much.
You're so sweet. Thank you. We need to take another real quick break, and when we come back, it's our business builder. So stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Michael McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit. As always, I'm here with Janelle, and our business builder today is all about staying focused.
You know, I think staying focused is a real challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs. There's so many different ways we can go, and there's so many different things we can do. What do you suggest to help people stay focused, Michael?
You're absolutely right. This is such an important topic because there's so much information out there. Every day, I don't know about you, every day I get emails talk about the three secrets to whatever it is, writing a book or creating an online course, or, you know, I could go off and do that, you know, a new system every week to try and create things. And also, a lot of times clients ask for more. So I'm working with a client and they say, hey, this has really been great. Do you do this? And it's not something that I do, but I could easily, if I wasn't focused, say, sure, I'll do that and bring that in and start doing that as well. So, you know, one of the biggest challenges for successful entrepreneurs is to stay focused. It's just so essential. If you're not focused, you're not working on your business, it's really, really difficult to be successful.
Well, I think it helps you know when you're really focused on what you do really well, when you're focused on your expertise, it helps you determine what are some great areas to get partners in, what are some great areas to leverage other experts and do some collaboration. I know that we've done some different collaboration partnerships, and it's really great because you get to do what you love and the other people get to do what they love. And it's a win-win because the clients get the best service and the best results.
Yeah, that's really key. So, you know, you're hitting on sort of the first point of it, which is know what you enjoy doing and what you do well, and then focus on that. As you said, we've done a lot of partnerships. I'm working with someone right now who brought us in because she can develop products, but she doesn't like to do it. And so she's very, very smart in recognizing that that's something she could do, but it's just not something that gets her excited, gets her up in the morning. So she's found someone else, us, to do that piece for her so she can focus on the stuff she really loves to do. And that's really the key, because that's, you know, if you're focused on the stuff you're passionate about, you'll do a fantastic job and it won't seem like work. It'll just be something that's enjoyable. If you have to focus on other things that you're not so good at or that are a challenge for you or that you just don't enjoy doing, it just bogs down the whole company. So that's really key. You know, the other thing is to just really understand, you know, what it is you're good at and stick with that. I used to have a coach, I mean, Janelle and I were in a mastermind for a while and the coach used to say to people who couldn't focus, look, just pick a horse and ride it. You know, and what she was trying to say there was that right now you're flailing around with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different things, a lot of different clients. Just focus on something, anything, and move forward with it. Because once you focus on it, then everything else becomes clear.
It does. And I think that a lot of times people say, I can't afford to bring in a partner, or I can't afford to have someone else help with my clients. And what I would say is, I don't think you can afford not to. There's a lot of different ways that you can collaborate and partner with people. So start the conversations, and I'm really confident that you're going to find someone who's a great partner if that's what you need, and find a workable solution for both of you. And if you're focusing on what you do really well, you're going to be making a lot more money versus trying to do all those things that you can do, but that really aren't your expertise. So I just challenge everyone to think a little bit differently about what some of the solutions are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a partner. Other times it's just simply, and I know this sounds crazy, but just turning away business. You know, there's good money and there's bad money. Good money, you know, fuels you, lets you do what you like to do, lets you work with the clients you like to work with, and do the things you're really good at to make a real difference for those clients in their business, in their life. You know, if you're not focused in and you just, anybody who walks through the door and says, do you do this? And you say, sure, I can help you with that. It just becomes so unfocused and so difficult for you really to do a good job at anything. You know, and the key is really to continue to go back to, what is my strategy? What is it I do good at? What is it I understand? Where am I going with this business? Not I'm going anywhere that happens to come down the road. So, you know, when I do speaking, one of the quotes that I love to use is from Alice in Wonderland. And when she meets the Cheshire Cat for the first time, the Cheshire Cat says, "Where are you going?" And she says, "I don't know." And then the cat says, "Well, if you don't know, then any road will do." So the idea being that if you don't know where you're going, you can do anything you want and any road will get you there, and where you end up, who knows?
Yeah, and I know one of the things you do really well, Michael, is you're often able to talk to people and help them systematize and put structure into certain parts of what they do so they don't have to keep doing it over and over again if it's not something that's their real core expertise, but it's a key part of what they do. So that's where bringing in an expert to really look at what you're doing, to talk about what some of the options are, is a great solution too.
It is. And, you know, actually, that's an interesting way that you bring up that someone can step back and look at their business. I mean, I always look at it and say, if I'm working with a client and they're asking about structuring or creating a system around a particular area, and we start to discuss that and we start to get into what are the steps do you use, how do you do it, if they can't really articulate what steps they go through, if they can't really articulate what it is they do, then I start to wonder if that's really an area where they should be focusing, because there's almost like there's no there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure they do. They may even do a good job at it, but it's sort of made up as they go along. If you step back and you say, this is the area where I want to focus, what's the system I use? And it's very clear to you what steps you go through, how you do it, what makes you different, that's an area to focus on. I mean, it's really, you know, becomes pretty clear.
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, so I would challenge everybody to stop for a second and do that with your business. Sort of step back and say, you know, what are the things that I'm very clear on? What are those tasks, those areas of focus that I understand very well, and I can just rattle off, here's exactly what I do with my clients. Here's exactly the steps I take them through. Here's how they engage. That's an area where you may want to focus. If, on the other hand, it's a little bit grayer for you, if you start to hear yourself saying, well, you know, every client's different and it really depends and I'm not really sure, I have to, you know, each business is unique, you know, then I start to wonder, well, you know, is there really a process there? And you might wonder that same thing. Is there really a process there? Maybe there is, but you want to look at that with a little bit more skepticism, a little bit more detail than you did if you really understand the process going in.
Well, and I know one of the things that you're always talking to potential clients about is making sure that they really understand what they're doing and how they're serving clients. Because sometimes it can just be too early to start creating products. We think we want to have products, but we're not quite ready. So there is an optimal time or a better time to do that. Just saying you want products, but not having a process means you're going to develop a lot of things that may or may not serve the people you want to serve. So that's why, again, bringing in an expert and say, when is the right time? Am I ready? What do I need to know? Really will save you a lot of time in creating things that just you're not going to be able to monetize.
Yeah, and that goes back again to having a strategy, you know, having a growth strategy for your business and really where you're going to focus your time. I worked with a client a while back, and she came and said, you know, I want to develop this course. And as we started to get into it, you know, one of the first questions I asked was, well, who's the target audience for this course? And her response is, well, you know, I have people that come in from the web. I work with small business entrepreneurs. I work with corporate clients. I work with public service and nonprofits. And I said, well, those are all completely different, you know, audiences. They require completely different courses. Mm-hmm. May all still be based on the same core message, but those are really different audiences with different expectations and different needs. So you really need to sort of focus in on which one is really your core audience, and which ones, aren't. And that's really key.
Well, but then you can also take what you've done once you've done your core program and then fairly easily modify
sure.
it
sure.
for your different groups, which is what I love you do. That, again, that is leveraging what you're doing, but you've got to start someplace. You can't do a one size fits all. It's very difficult to do it successfully.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so you can leverage it fairly easily, but you really got to get that first one done in the first core. So, sort of wrapping up, what are the benefits of having a clear focus? I mean, to me, it really enables you to really focus not just what you do, but focus your marketing, focus your networking, your message, really everything about your business so that you can save time and money. The other thing that I think is really important, especially to us in the coaching, speaking or writing businesses, is that it really lets you dominate a niche in the market, whatever your niche is, and become known as the expert in that area. If you think of the coaches that you know of that come to the top of mind, think people like Tony Robbins or Brendan Burchard, or any of those coaches that are out there that have big names, they really focus in and dominate their niche, and they don't go off and do other stuff. So they really are focused. That's how they built their business. That's how they built their reputation. So that's really the sort of the key of maintaining a good focus.
And I'm going to invite all our listeners to join the conversation on Facebook and go to Turn Knowledge to Profit and let us know what challenges you have about staying focused, or if you've got some tools or things that you use to help you stay focused, please share those, because I think this is key to really building a successful business.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, again, focus is the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs, and the successful ones do it, and the ones that are less successful don't. That's really the bottom line. This has really been a great conversation. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Turn Knowledge to Profit. Again, I want to remind you to visit our Turn Knowledge to Profit page on Facebook and share your questions, your insights, and your ahas. And also share one action you're going to take in the next week to turn your knowledge into profit. If you have an idea for a future show, be sure to email me at michael@tk2p.com. That's michael@tk2p.com. Have a wonderful and profitable week.
Turn Knowledge to Profit, where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream about. Join us each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the EWN Radio Network. To download this week's show, listen to past shows, or learn how to be a guest on the show, visit turnknowledgetoprofit.com. Past shows are also available at EWNRadioNetwork.com and through iTunes and Stitcher. Until next time, remember, great companies are built around great products. Leverage your knowledge to live the life of your dreams. Let's continue the conversation and turn your knowledge into profits.